Boyas and Rus, and the Madrega of Rus. Now I want to talk a little bit more about Pliny Almoini. The Moiridika lesson to learn from Pliny Almoini, and from the discussion between Boyas and Pliny Almoini. And this is very Negea day to day. Because we know that this episode, something became fadrate when it comes to chesed by momen and when it comes to chesed by mitzvahs. This I noticed over the years. Generally, people's attitude is, when you ask them to do tzedakah or chesed, it's always giving you a hard time. Could I give less? Could I this? Could I postpone it? Could I do postdate it? Could I this? Could you? The standard thing a person always says is, could I have a shutif? Right? You ask somebody for tzedakah, you say, listen, I want to do something, a big project. They say, okay, I hear, could you get me a shutif? Right? I don't want to do the whole thing. Right? You need $50,000? Get me a guy to split it with me. 25, 25. That sounds more plausible to me. If it's by Gashmis, we don't find that. You come to somebody with a very good deal where they can make $1 million, they don't say, you know what, $1 million, it's a lot of money to make. I never made $1 million, one deal. Maybe you can get me a partner so you can make half the million. You never do that, right? I'm saying with the shoes, it's not a shot. Because I would like to become your partner with the Italian shoes. If possible. I would like to see also that we have Italian and I have Amazon. I'm good at both ends. Nobody looks when it comes when you have a shiloh to have a mila to get yourself money, you don't look for a shutif. You get a shutif if you're stuck. If you can make your own money, if I can make $1 million, I'm not looking to split it with somebody. Why is it that whenever he comes to me, so you're looking to split it with somebody? Maybe you want to take Bava Basra. Maybe I could split it with somebody. Three ways would be better. It's a big mesechta. I see Menachem shucking his coat. That's the Teva Anushi. That is the Teva. So let's analyze from the Torah's perspective what we learned from Sefer Rus. So far we had a lot of lessons from Rus. Chesed and Malchus Beis David and Geirus, this is a whole separate lesson to be had. It's a very strange discussion going on between Boyers and Rus, and Pliny Almoini. Boyers tells Pliny Almoini, he meets him, doesn't make a meeting with him, like an appointment, sit down, you know, if you want to sell something to somebody, right? If I have an idea I want to sell to somebody, I don't meet them on the street. I say, when can we sit down for lunch? When can we have a sit-down appointment? Let's work this out, right? I don't try to sell somebody on the corner, street corner. Pliny Almoini, Boyers meets Pliny Almoini on the street. He says, "Would you like to take the field?" He says, "Yeah, okay, but if you take the field, you get Rus Amayavia." So forget it. Okay, kol tov. I give that an F for effort. Failing grade for effort. I don't see that Boyas did anything to try to sell Pliny Almoini on this deal. Right? Mamish, nothing. He meets him, he tells him, he throws the thing at him. It's like I walked over, he say, you know, this, and then you have to marry this person to, what do you say? Okay, cool too. Fine, I'm doing it. It almost seems like harame. In Chosh and Mishpat, Aloch is loisainu, we say, Shami say. You know, do I know? We had this in Bava Basra, 12th grade. Zichar remembers this. Hilchos Eino. You're not allowed to manipulate somebody when you're buying or selling something. Sign on the buyer, sign on the seller. Sign in price, sign in other areas. Almost sounds like what Boyas did over the shtickle I know. He managed to get a no. Now if you go back, let's go back. When Rus came to Boyas, he seemed pretty sure he's going to be able to do the deal. He told him, listen, don't worry, tomorrow there's somebody who's a bigger car than me, but I'll take care of it. He talked it. What? Why didn't Boyas tell? L'chaira, Boyas should have told Rus when she said, "You know, you're the one who has to marry me." Poi should have said, no, I'm not the one. There's a different guy. I'm sorry. I'm not the one. It's not happening. He didn't tell her that. He said, you should know. Everything you're telling me you want, I'm going to do for you. Except there's one glitch. There's somebody who's a bigger korov than me. So I'll take care of it. What do you mean you'll take care of it? That's a glitch to the whole story. There's somebody who's a bigger korov than Boaz, then he's the wrong guy. So Boaz seemed to be quite sure from the get-go he'll get the deal done. And now, fast forward, he got the deal done, and he did it pretty smoothly, nice and smoothly. Hey, Shalom Aleichem, you're supposed to be going on the field. You're in? Yeah, okay, then you get real still, okay? You're in? No? Okay, good. Kol tov. What's going on? But that's Azay Shteit and Pasuk. Rabbi Yisrael, my observation, we find in Chazal. A Moiridik of Chazal. What Chazal say? This could also tie into a Shach in Hilchus Talmud Torah. We got to be Gzela by Divrei Torah. Chazal, the Medrash is aiming on a different thing. The Yalkut Shemoni is aiming on the fact that Boaz tells Pliny Almoni the Chesar. Boaz tells, if I have a Shidduch, I want to read somebody, right? And I know, let's say, the chesaron is that the person doesn't want to marry somebody who lives in Brooklyn. Right? So, I won't even talk about Brooklyn. I'm trying to sell him on the shidduch. Right? You know, I'll go through everything except for Brooklyn. Right? If they ask me where she lives, I'll say, yeah, she's in Brooklyn. Mavliya, Brooklyn. I'm not going to bring up Brooklyn. Pliny Almoni had one problem with this deal. Rus Hamayavia. That was, he was afraid that, like we explained by Riches, that a later generation Bezdin may get up and say that his children are apostle. Who knows, maybe you Boaz, you're saying Mayavi Veloy Mayavia. Who knows what it'll be later? Pen Ashkes es Nachlosi. Right? So what does he tell Pliny Almoni? Everybody knew that Rus was Moyavia. The day that you buy the fields, you have to take Rus HaMoyavia. He calls her, like he has to shtoch. He has to shtoch Rus in the eyes of Pliny Almoini. That when you take it, then it's one deal. The day that you marry her, you get the day that you take the field, Konisa Rus HaMoyavia. He repeats it. So Chazal oimer on this. What's going on? Why is he doing that? Chazal say that Boaz did it on purpose. He knew this was his soft spot. He knew this was his soft spot. So what did he do? He dafka did it. I had a chaver many, many years ago. He wanted a certain shidduch. Shidduch wasn't coming, the particular one that he wanted. And then somebody read this girl to a friend of his. This particular girl was a larger girl. She wasn't small, she was a larger. So he managed to get the message to this guy that the girl is larger. That way that guy will say no. If the guy will say no, he'll be able to get the shidduch. So he manipulated the matzav. It's exactly what Boaz did. Boaz knows Pliny Almoini's soft spot. He's afraid. Moyavia. Oh, you know what? The day that you get the field, you get Rus HaMoyavia. You know the Moyavia. That's who you're going to have to marry. So Chazal are bothered. What's going on here? Chazal say the following teres. Mikan. Shema'arimin ala mitzvois. What does Ma'arimin ala mitzvahs means? You're allowed to do aroma when it comes to get a mitzvah. You're allowed to try to manipulate to get a mitzvah. That's the halacha. The halacha is, you're allowed to do aroma to get a mitzvah. In Momenus, what Boaz would have done would have been off, prohibited. This same scenario, if Boaz would have done it by Dinei Momenus, it would have been aser. By a mitzvah, Marim in ala mitzvahs. That means that's the way a Jew is supposed to be. He's supposed to look to try to chap mitzvahs. That's your job. And any mitzvah that you could get, you have to try to chop the mitzvah. That's the spitz chayecha koyim when it comes to mitzvahs. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? He does mamish moshe gepaya. Comes to momenus, that's a whole different story. Right? Mitzvahs, no haroma. Momenus people are very quick to do haroma. Shtik, no problem with shtik. Comes to mitzvah, I don't take the mitzvah away. Not only I don't want to take the mitzvah away, I want to share the mitzvah. I should take the whole mitzvah myself. Well, you want me, Rebbe, you want me to take the whole mesechta myself? I'll split it with somebody. Three-way, four-way, five-way, the more the better. How many pieces we could cut? It's exactly mamish atzasa yetzer. A yid's mahalach achayim has to be chap mitzvahs. And never look at it like, stop becoming ethical when it comes to mitzvah. Be ethical when you go downstairs and there's a kugel by the kiddush and there's a guy you see is eyeing the piece of kugel, let him get it. Instead of start walking faster. So you'll get that kugel. That's where you should be. When it comes to mitzvah, it's fuck out. Mitzvah, why are you going to get the mitzvah? The Abish, the Rotson of the Rabban Hashem. So Shaila is, and this was my Rebbe, Rebbe Yankov's Kasha, Moiridik Kasha. He said, but what's Taka Pshat? Klal Yisrael Arevim Zelozel. Klal Yisrael, we're Arevim. We're supposed to care about each other. We're supposed to care about each other's spirituality. So Rebbe Yankov asked, how is it that we find that the Medrash seems to be saying that by mitzvahs you could be a shtickle selfish? Try to chop the mitzvah yourself. Which is exactly what Boaz did. That's what Boaz did. Boaz was selfish when it came to mitzvahs. He wasn't selfish at all. Came to mitzvahs, he was a shtickle selfish. What's pshat that that's the attitude that a Jew is supposed to have? So if Yankov said, Amuri de Keteretz, he tied this into another famous yesoid of his. Famous yesoid. By Avraham Avinu, it says that Avraham Avinu went to greet the Malachim. Certain parts of the Achnosas Orchim Avraham did himself. Certain parts of Achnosas Orchim, he had Yishmael do. He even had Sarah get involved also. So the Chazal tell us that which Avraham Avinu did himself, he was paid back directly. The Mayim, Avraham Avinu said, Yukach no mat mayim, loshen yukach. Yukach means it should be taken. That means Avraham Avinu didn't bring the water himself. Because Avraham didn't bring the water himself, when we were in the Midbar, and Hashem gave us the matonas toivas, so the lechem, which Avraham went direct, ekhapas lechem, the bread which Avraham took directly, we got directly from Hashem. Mon. The water, which Avraham Avinu said, Yukach no mat mayim, for that we were only zoyche al yidei shliach. The water didn't come directly from Hashem. That's Chazal. Frekab Yankif. I don't understand. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, why did Avraham not take the water himself? Rashi says, kidei lechanchoi b'mitzvahs. He wanted to be mechanach Yishmol to do mitzvahs. Ask Rabbi Yankov. That's a good chayim. So you get penalized? I can't say penalized. You get less reward. Because why? Because you tried to be mechanach your kid to do a mitzvah. Agut kasha. Tell him, remember Rabbi Yankov's teretz? No? Rabbi Yankov said a teretz, amoyridik a teretz. Amoyridik a yisoid. Rabbi Yankov said, the best chinuch is what you do. Not what you tell, what you teach, what you preach is what counts. Right? You have to live that. What you live is the best chinuch possible. And the Mela, Avraham Avinu's taking the bread was a better chinuch than telling Yishmael to get the water. Zogt Rabbi Yankov. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Have a rotz l'mitzvah v'reich min avera." We just had that. We had it in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, "Why? Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, schar avera avera. She mitzvah gereres mitzvah avera gereres avera." Right. So the obvious question. I mean, I gave many pshatim in this Mishnah. The obvious question is, what's the Mishnah telling you? The Mishnah doesn't even read. Who's the Mishnah talking to? Somebody wants to do a mitzvah or doesn't want to do a mitzvah?
Somebody
Doesn't. If a guy wants to do a mitzvah, you have to tell him, incentivize him to do a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. You know why you should do a mitzvah? What do you mean? If I want to do a mitzvah, I want to do a mitzvah. If I want to make $1 million, you don't have to tell me, run to make $1 million. You know why? If you make $1 million, you make a second million. I'm running for $1 million. You only have to incentivize somebody who doesn't want to do what they're doing. Right? So that would be like somebody tells you, do me a toivah. Do me a toivah. Please take me into the city. Please drive me into the city. That's a big toivah. Especially with gasoline prices. Right? It's a big toivah. I say, listen, you look like you're struggling whether you want to do it or not. I'll tell you, listen, I'm going to give you a deal you can't turn down. If you take me into the city today, someday you could do it again. Now I'm surely not doing it. See, you understand what I'm saying? Someday you could do it again. And guess what? Don't think someday it's going to end. Ride, Gogeras, ride. This is going to be a string of rides. Forget about it. I'm not down for that. Isn't that what you call down? I'm not down for that. So I understand what we're talking about. You're talking to somebody who wants a mitzvah or not. If you're trying to incentivize them to do a mitzvah, that means they don't have enough oomph to do a mitzvah yet. So you're telling them, go run. Right? Why? Because then you'll do another one. I'm debating whether I want to do one. Tell me now I'll be able to do another one. Many, many different pshat. Right? The pshat that I always said was a simple pshat. I said, Avada, a guy who doesn't want mitzvahs, the Mishnah's not talking to him. To him, you have to give him a different type of incentive. We're talking about a guy who says, listen, I like mitzvahs. Punk now, this mitzvah I don't want to do. Right now, this mitzvah is a struggle. I don't want to do it. What's the example? A guy wants to lose weight. He wants to lose weight. Right? So what happens? He's makabel to lose weight. Right? He walks into his house. The first thing he sees is a chvase of Boston cream pie. He says, okay, Boston cream pie, right now, later I want to lose weight. Right? Later, right now, right, or Reuven gives an ice cream delivery. Right now, it's not a good time to start the diet right now. Later, right? So the guy who says later, if he knew that this Boston cream pie, this one piece, which is only 2,000 calories, let's say, right, which is a lot, but it's 2,000 calories. He knew Lamaisa, it's going to have 2,000 calories, then it's going to have a second piece, so it's really 4,000 calories. And once he has 4,000 calories, by the time he comes to supper, he's going to see that his shirt is already plotting. He'll say, Shane, I cheated already, I'm cheating right there. He wouldn't have taken the piece of Boston cream pie. He took the piece of Boston cream pie because he feels okay. Instead of the diet starting before the piece of Boston cream pie, it'll start right after the piece of Boston cream pie. If I knew that the piece of Boston cream pie is going to make another piece of Boston cream pie, which is going to make then supper, which is then going to make another dessert, which is then breakfast and have a java, and then I wouldn't take the piece. So the Mishnah is telling you, you really want to do mitzvahs. You're convincing yourself that this mitzvah that's right in front of you right now, you don't want to do. It's going to be a temporary thing. The Mishnah is saying nothing's temporary. Do this mitzvah, you'll do other mitzvahs. Don't do this mitzvah, you're not going to do other mitzvahs. In a similar vein, Rabbi Yankov, this is the pshat that I said. Rabbi Yankov said different. And this comes to Boaz. Rabbi Yankov said, I wanted to do the halacha. Rabbi Yankov said the following. He said, Meretach Nishvegan HaRosha, Rabbi Yankov said. We're not talking to a guy who's a Rosha. We're talking to a guy who's a good guy. He's just not so inspired. Rabbi Yankov said, Achoyti Umachti. He definitely doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to hurt other people. He's his own, himself. He's not yet inspired to do a mitzvah. But he's not Achoyti Umachti. He's not there, he wants to hurt other people. So, Rabbi Yankov, that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Don't live in a bubble. Don't live in a bubble. You're going to do a mitzvah, you'll make somebody else do a mitzvah. A mitzvah, Gereris mitzvah, is not you. Your mitzvah is going to make somebody else do a mitzvah. Right? Same thing by the Aveira. The Mishnah says, Perech min aveir, run away from an aveir. You're obviously talking to somebody who's not running away from aveiros. So why are you giving him an incentive? Say, because if you do this aveir, you'll do another aveir. He doesn't care. He does care. He doesn't care for himself. He says, it's okay. No, your aveir is going to make somebody else do an aveir. Aveir, gereres aveir. That's Rabbi Yankov tied up the mission. Zokt Rabbi Yankov, by you hopping a mitzvah, you are positively impacting even the guy you're hopping the mitzvah from. He'll hop also. You're creating an atmosphere of running to do mitzvahs. When you go and say, it's okay, you could have it, the guy goes, I don't need it either. If the guy next to you sees that you're ready to give up the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, it's okay. Now he's not so interested. By you hopping the mitzvah, it's true, right now you hop the mitzvah away from him, Zokter Bianca, but the effect is going to be, he's also going to want to hop mitzvah. So even though Chazal say, Marimin ala mitzvahs, it's for a positive reason. It's because the other choice is to be very generous. You want a mitzvah? No problem. It's you. As this Gemara is closer to you, okay, you take it. It's fine. You take it. This guy needs a chesed. Okay, you're here. You do it. You're closer to me. You do it. So now, that makes mitzvahs less desirable. So by me chopping a mitzvah, I'm raising the stock of mitzvahs. So even the person I manipulated, I've made him grow. That was Rabbi Yankov's chop. And that's the message of this Marimin Alamitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.